Whoa. Oh, man.
Oh, John's running the board today.
Welcome to the Nerdiverse.
There we go. I don't know what we're having in here.
John's in the booth today.
Yeah, trying to do some boothing in here.
Right now it's a dynamic duo.
Yeah, Cody is not available. He's got a bunch of work this week, so he could not make it.
Yeah, it's Batman and Robin today.
Yay. Oh, wait. Oh, I got buttons for that. All right.
Minus Alfred.
Let's overuse these things.
Okay, yeah. Since Cody's not here, we can use the buttons.
He isn't. I've just about had enough.
Okay.
We're going to get sued. Yeah, man. How was your week?
My week has been phenomenal.
Really?
Yeah.
I do not believe you.
I have been playing a lot of DC Universe Online. It has
That's
gone
my button.
It has gone free to play.
Yes.
So I've been playing that for, well, I gave them a little bit of money. I gave them enough money to get the Green Lantern stuff because they have the Fight for the Light thing.
Now, did you roll a new character for that?
I have rolled two new characters for that, but I haven't used them. I have a Sinestro style character, and nice. I have a Howl based character. Chair just dropped
those bags in there.
Yeah, so that's really cool. I have a dual wielding guy and a brawling guy.
I like that.
That are based on that. So I really want to play the dual wield Fight for the Light guy, but you know I've been dedicated to my Superman based character.
Yeah.
So he's ice and brawling. So
that's weird.
Pretty cool. And I got a new computer. So
yay.
Life is fantastic.
A Mac. Nope, wrong one. There it is.
No, I drummed to it.
Oh, you drummed.
Yeah, I'm going to abuse this today. So yeah, man, it's been pretty awesome. And the Childish Gambino CD came out this week.
Oh,
so
Camp is
I've
so
been
good.
Listening the snot out of that.
Yeah,
so.
I've played it too much, man.
I haven't even got my physical CD yet. But
I know, me neither.
Spotify. And actually, Juan was nice enough. I'm like, I own the CD. Anyway, you can rip it and get it to me. And he's like,
Did
yeah, man, I'll rip it for you. And he put it in
I bought
Dropbox.
It again.
Did you really?
Yeah, I bought it on iTunes again.
Oh, okay.
Support, man.
Yeah.
It's only $7.99.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
No. So I'll throw it at him.
Yeah, so I'm just waiting on my physical CD, but otherwise I've been listening to it. After he had got it to me, I was like, hey, I wonder if it was on Spotify.
And, yeah, it was.
And right after that, it was on Spotify. So I've been listening to it that
so
way.
It's so good, man. I love it. I'm pretty stoked.
Yeah, so my week has been great.
That's what I like to hear.
How's your week been?
My week's been awesome. Yeah.
It's so far away, man.
You have to dive for it.
Okay, hang on.
No, don't mess
closer.
Up your setup.
Nah, yeah, you're right.
It's been good. I got some cool news this week.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're having triplets.
Nope. Has nothing to do with babies.
Oh, no babies. I mean, you have a baby coming.
Yeah, my baby coming. No baby news.
Okay.
I got contacted this week from a lady, a casting director on AMC.
Right?
I know, right? It's weird, right? That...
You're going to be in Walking Dead?
No. That would have been awesome.
You hate zombies, though.
I totally would have done it, though. If I could have been a zombie, that would have been great.
Okay.
Kevin Smith,
okay,
saw my artwork.
Yeah,
and he wanted me and my art on his Secret Stash comedy or
his comic book
reality show.
Wow,
yeah,
that's cool. You can go
totally
on there. You
awesome.
Can maybe you can
plug everything.
Plug some Epic.
Yeah, bro, Epic, anything. But it's not gonna happen. But it's so cool.
Wait, why is it not gonna happen?
Because I don't live in Jersey or New York.
Oh, they needed to be in there.
Yeah, they needed me like the day after they contacted.
Ah,
because only
shame.
Filming for 2 more weeks.
Oh, is it like off the air? I haven't even watched it yet.
Nope, no, it's not airing until next spring,
okay.
I think. So
okay.
They're just filming right now.
Gotcha.
But I mean, Kevin Smith.
I mean, that's pretty wanted impressive.
Wanted me on his show. I mean,
should have been
nuts.
Like, hey, put me through to Kevin. We'll talk.
Yeah, we'll talk it out. It's all good. That's not working out. But I'm still sending him my art and stuff because he still wants it.
Very cool. So he didn't want to do a phone. I guess it's TV. You really can't do a phone interview.
It's all good, though. It's Kevin Smith. He's awesome.
That's pretty cool.
I know, right?
I was following him on Twitter, but he kind of creeped me out a little bit.
Yeah.
He likes to talk about him and his wife and how much they enjoy each other.
He's it's tough. But I find him, I don't enjoy his movies that much.
Right.
They're funny. I don't like follow them, but I like him as a person.
Yeah.
I like his like stand-ups, and every time I've seen him on an interview, I love it.
Right.
He's just real. He's just like a normal person, but.
Oh, absolutely.
He's awesome.
Yeah, me and Juan and I, forever ago, we went out to the to the convention center, and he was doing his thing where he just stands up and answers questions
from
the audience.
The night with Kevin Smith or something?
I don't think it was an actual one that they ever recorded.
Oh, okay.
But it was basically like a night with Kevin Smith, and it's amazing that the guy can stand up there. I mean, he was only scheduled to do like 2 hours.
Yeah.
And he was up there for like 4 hours. We were
Holy crap.
Oh, we gotta go.
Wow.
But I mean, it was so entertaining. He's captivating. I mean,
yeah,
like
he's cool
that he can stand up there and tell his life stories and entertain people for 4 hours, and you know,
yeah,
they got through like 7 questions.
Yeah, exactly.
So
that was like, been,
go ahead,
like taking over my brain for the week. I'm just kind of like, just the thought of like, well, hey, because Kevin Smith contacted saying he wanted me on the show, but I was actually asked to be on a reality show. That's just a freaking weird. I don't even know what I would have done, but yeah, it'd have been cool.
That's cool. Double kinda says that would have been awesome.
Yeah, it would totally would have been awesome. Kind of, I mean, it would be awesome to go to Jersey because I've never been to Jersey. I've actually never been to New York or New Jersey, but
right.
Anyway, I would love to see his shop.
Yeah. What's the name of his
Secret
shop?
Stash?
Okay, that's right. You said Secret Stash.
Yeah, I think I don't know if they're calling the show. It might be just called the Secret Stash.
Right.
But it's just a reality show that takes place in his comic book shop. So that would have been
craziness, man. That would have been awesome.
Yeah, I was kind of like freaking out. I was like, whoa.
How do I get to New Jersey now?
The thing is, if it would have went through, I don't even know. Like, I'd have been like wigging out, bro.
I mean,
it was totally a bummer that it didn't actually get to work out. But
is he
so
actually
cool.
on the show? I mean, is he
I
the one doing
he
any
is
interviews and
be,
stuff?
See, I don't even know how they're going to do a reality show in a comic book store. I don't even know how you would even, like...
I don't know. I mean, I've been by your place.
How entertaining can his story? I guess our place is nuts too sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, if you filmed, I mean, they've been doing this thing for like 4 months. If you filmed all the time for 4 months, you're going to end up with a lot of stuff on the cutting room floor.
A lot of crazy crap.
But you can kind of edge people in a certain direction, I think.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's the thing, that's what's happened with a lot of reality shows. I mean, I remember watching the first season of Real World.
Yeah.
And Real World back then was an amazing show.
Yeah.
Now I think they push the people in directions so hard that it's become so fake and not, you know, seven strangers living in a house by the, you know, just they're not living anymore. They're acting.
Yeah.
And
they're
actors living in a house.
That's
so.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Anyway, that's what happened this week for me.
It's a shame. I mean, that's a shame. Because
it is a
bummer.
Yeah, for sure. But I'm sending him art and et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. I mean, it would definitely be cool to see your stuff on there.
Yeah, hopefully it'll be like hanging in the background or something. As if it gets there in time, but we'll see.
Yeah, hang on 1 second. I got to switch the line over just in case somebody wants to call.
Oh, switch it.
Yeah, I'm voice settings. Congrats, we won. Oh, that was something else.
I did get Halo this week.
Ah, oh, I need to go get that.
10th anniversary. Combat Evolved.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy, dude. Here's the weird thing. Because they keep it, like the physics.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to be on the Reach engine.
Right.
But it still feels wrong. It feels like I should be playing on the old engine still, if you know what I mean.
Well,
like,
the game, they didn't change the physics.
Right. No. They didn't.
Only
the
multiplayer.
Physics. That's the problem.
Okay.
Because we were doing both. We did the campaign. Just to be able to see the new, and then toggle the old graphics and the new graphics.
A single button and boom, and you're
switched
over.
Well, no, they didn't come through with that. But it was supposed to be that.
Okay.
But now you just go to video and say classic mode, and turn on classic mode, and it is like night and day. It's amazing. Mm. I love doing it. But then you switch to multiplayer.
Right.
And multiplayer is the Reach engine for sure.
Okay, yeah.
And that feels, because then you're like going back and forth by the two dynamics, because, you know, like Hortwog. The Warthog, can't blow up in the game, but it can in multiplayer.
Right,
so you drive it. The driving is totally different, but the multiplayer is a lot of fun doing the old maps, bro.
How well did they do the old maps?
Okay, here's the thing: we played Beaver Creek for like 4 hours one night.
What?
And it,
is it at the shop? By the way,
that's what we've been playing it.
Sweet, I'll be there.
Wait, you didn't get my text?
Nope.
We played it like to 4 a.m. Tuesday night.
Thanks a lot. Didn't get your text.
I know I texted you.
Nope, didn't get it. I can check my phone right now. I must not have been included in the group.
Damn it. Anyway.
Yeah. Oh, well.
So we played forever. We played Beaver Creek like almost all night.
I know you talked about doing it, but.
Well, we're going to do it Friday night for sure.
Okay. I'll try to get it.
You want me to text you right now?
I'm texting
you.
Gina wants me to go. Or she's been invited by her sister to go to this comedy marriage conference thing.
That doesn't even make sense.
So I'm going.
Don't do it. Wait.
I mean,
what?
Yeah, I'm going for.
So you're going with you and
Gina and
Tara
and Tara and her.
Okay,
husband.
So James is going.
James is going.
So it's not like
Yeah.
You'll be the third wheel.
Right. So, yeah, I'm going, but I have no problem going, but it's just missing out on cool things.
Wait, when is it though?
Friday.
Yeah,
this Friday.
We're gonna be playing forever. Bro.
I know. I'll come by afterwards.
Bring
I'll be
James,
like, hey,
bring James.
I went to your marriage conference, and now I'm going to this. So it'll
be
a thing.
This
yeah.
is all. About
I'll see
marriage.
If I can try to bring James. Maybe she won't put the foot down on him.
Maybe.
So.
Does he play?
He loves Halo. He loved Halo 1.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Never mind.
Yeah.
I don't want people that suck because I don't hold back.
Oh, I suck, but it's fine. He's decent.
Anyway, back to Beaver Creek.
Yes, Beaver Creek. Yes.
Okay, so it literally
squirrel.
It's anyway. Yeah. It looks amazing. Like it is perfectly designed just like the old maps.
Right.
But it's just updated. Like it's the textures are better. Like, the ground looks better. There's actual grass. It's not flat.
And so they didn't balance them or anything? They're just straight?
No. Well, there's one difference with the teleporters in the back.
Okay.
There's two different ways to teleport now. Like, there's two different map setups.
Okay.
And I didn't really realize how to change them because Slade was doing it the whole time.
Yeah.
Did the maps. But instead of, you remember the two bases, you can go around the back. There's a teleporter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, there's that setup, the original setup, and then they changed it to where the mountain is. Yeah,
on the sides.
Yeah, behind.
Where...
No, just like you got the buildings.
Right.
Teleporters are butt up next.
They're
to
directed.
It.
They're on the buildings, right?
Yeah, and then you have like the gap between that and then the mountain behind.
Okay,
them.
So in the back wall.
So then the back wall, they built like a cavern, like you can run into the mountain, and the teleporters are in there.
Oh.
So it's like a little extra hiding spot, I guess.
Gotcha.
Which is kind of cool. It's a little. Neat addition to it, but everything's the same.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I enjoyed some of the revamps they've done on some of the other maps, but they end up changing them for balance so much that you forget that they're the old maps. Like,
yeah.
Like, I was playing, I don't remember which one it was, but I was like, you know, oh, I was playing it for, like, a couple days, and it was like, all of a sudden, I'm like, this feels like that one map.
Yeah.
And it happened to be that map, so.
And there's one map, I forget what it's called, it's like Timber something.
Right.
And it feels like Sidewinder just without the snow.
Really?
Yeah. It has the same two-story sides.
Mm-hmm.
But it's set up like Blood Gulch. Straight across from each other. It's like a big forest and stuff. But the bases are built like not like Blood Gulches with the one middle and then the top. It's all indoors with the two teleporters on the side. You go up top.
Yeah.
It's weird because like they like blended the two maps to make one. There's no gulch.
Is it?
Which sucks.
What?
Mm-mm, there's no Blood Gulch on this release.
Well, are these maps imported into Halo Reach?
Yes.
Like, okay, so if you're playing
it's
Halo Reach.
It's a 1.2 gig download once you put the game in.
Eh, whatever.
Yeah. I mean, it's the old map. I mean, at least you get Beaver Creek. I would do a 1.2 gig download for Beaver Creek alone
because
it's essential in Halo.
Absolutely.
And so, yeah, they don't have Blood Gulch. And that's what I was like, let's do some Gulch. And like, it's not on here. I'm like, take it back. But it's kind of, but I guess it'll be a DLC soon.
We've got so many Blood Gulch revamps, though.
Yeah, I know.
I think that's probably why they didn't do it. I mean, because there is a Blood Gulch type map on
Valhalla.
Yeah, Valhalla, yeah.
Yeah, I know. I'm just, what they could have done was just given us Gulch without any graphic update.
You know, honestly,
on the Reach
I would have
engine,
loved
though.
To have seen, like, the ability to go Halo, Reach Engine, or, like, multiplayer Halo Classic.
Wow, that would have been nuts.
It would have been amazing.
Oh, you know what's so good? Hang 'em High. Hang 'em High is amazing.
That's the one with the little tombstones down there, right?
Yes, yeah. But it's all, it looks like a big old warehouse, and it's got, like, dust flying through it, and it is, oh, man, it's so good.
How's The Prisoner?
I don't remember.
That's the one with the multi levels, and you have
Oh my god, it's so good, dude!
Towers.
Yes. It's all iced out now, like it's all
ice.
Like frozen, like you're in a big ice box.
Uh huh.
Oh, it's so good. I forgot we played that one too. We only played that one once because we didn't switch teams all night.
Yeah,
and we were owning them on it. Like we destroyed them. Like we're not playing that again. I'm like, ah, so bad. Okay, so
all right,
anyway,
game show's over. We're gonna go and play some Halo.
That's the Halo for this week, man. It's so good.
I need to go pick it up. I've been, you know, with the computer purchase, it's been a little difficult to get additional funds.
Now you're a Mac user again.
Yeah. It was a Mac. I got a Mac again, and it's been amazing.
I know.
It's so good.
You're back drinking the Kool-Aid.
I am drinking the Kool-Aid again. It's well, you know, for you Windows lovers, I have Windows installed on it as well, so I can play video games.
There you go. One video game.
I had one video game. DC Universe Online, so I can travel and play it.
Yeah,
so.
Good call.
Yeah, because if I want to play WoW, I can actually install it in Mac.
Yeah.
So, anyway, so...
Oh, I'm getting texts. McCarthy has questions. You're not reading the chat room.
Oh, my iPad shut down. Hang on.
Read the chat room. Uh-oh, getting quiet.
I need to tell it not to go down.
Crickets.
Sorry.
Crickets.
Is
this questions for
that
me?
That would have been awesome. What's the difference between Jersey women and trash? Trash get picked up. Thanks,
oh,
double.
My gosh. Those aren't questions. Those are jokes. This isn't the comedy
hour.
Sorry,
I should have pre-screened that. I just started reading it,
hour.
And I'm like, oh.
That's amazing.
So I got to trade in games tomorrow so he can get it. What is the shop's Xbox Live tag? Does it have one?
Yes.
Is it?
It's Yim Ree. No, Yim Ree.
Yeah, I know.
Y-I-M-R-E-E.
Okay.
There's a space.
So, do they have teleport level or boarding action?
I'm going to go with no. But here's the thing. We didn't give up on Beaver Creek to check them all out because we were having too much fun on it.
Gotcha.
I don't remember what the... I know there was Prisoner, there was Beaver Creek, and then there was... What other one we just talked about? Prisoner, Beaver Creek, Hang 'em High. Those are three we played that were the originals, and they're absolutely amazing. I don't remember. I don't think we did.
You know, the two sniper...
That's the one. That's thing. Prisoner.
No. With the two ships that are flying side by side.
I didn't. Oh, is that boarding action?
I think that's boarding action. Yeah.
Didn't see boarding action.
And Chiron was the
teleporter.
One. And they did not have Chiron. I could tell you that right now.
Yeah, that one.
Because I was reading.
That
when
one
I was
wasn't
reading.
Even on. I don't even think that's like a maybe yet.
Yeah.
Anyway, the three
it's
we
a shame.
Did play,
that was crazy. Love.
Prisoner, Hang 'em High, and Beaver Creek. Those are perfect.
The thing I loved about the Chiron was like I didn't really know it, so you'd be cruising along, and then you go through the teleporter, and all of a sudden. Holy crap, there's somebody here.
Yeah, gadoosh.
and it was a big action fight.
The cool thing about playing the old maps is playing on the Reach with the loadouts. So you get your jetpacks and your all that stuff on these old maps and how it like feels like, you know, it makes a whole different dynamic to the game now.
So now when you're trying to get up on top of Beaver Creek to get the rocket launcher,
you, don't have
you
to,
just jetpack up?
Yeah. Exactly.
Man, I remember dying so many times trying to get up there to get that. So.
Anyways.
Let's move on to the news.
The news. Oh, jeez.
News!
Oh, God.
We need to make a bumper for that. We need a bumper for the news.
I'll sing something.
All right, sing it.
News.
All right.
Oh, my God.
So,
we'll set up a recording section later.
Things have been, you know, we haven't done a show in a couple weeks. So,
we actually have one in the hopper still to load up.
Yeah. I apologize. I'm going to get this one up by tomorrow and have that one up by tomorrow as well. So, you'll have both available.
Two in one day.
Yeah.
That's what I like.
We'll do them both. So, all right. So, were you aware in New York City there's a superhero walking tour?
No. What is that?
It's like, basically, the only thing I saw on it was
see the Daily Planet in the Baxter Building.
Like, well, no, I think what you do is they show you things in New York City that have been used in comic, like sites that are used in comic books and stuff. Like, I don't really have much information on it. The only thing that
the books or the movies.
Okay, hang on. New York gave birth to the American comic book in 1930. Blah blah blah. Okay, the superhero tour of New York lets you absorb the energy of New York's comic history like the Hellfire Club's Sebastian Shaw.
What?
Let me click on this.
Interesting.
Yeah, I was kind of, like I said, I don't have much information on it. The only thing I saw was the price went down. It's on sale right now. It's $25 to do it, but it's like 40% off right now. And this isn't a plug for you, Mr. Superhero and Tour of New York.
I would totally do it though.
But yeah, I'm let me see what the reviews say here. I'm curious. I kind of want to go to New York and see what they'd point out, you know, from
Yeah, they'd probably go to the Flatiron Building to see the Daily Bugle.
Okay, well worth it. 5 stars. I'm just going to read one more review, okay? It says, took the tour with my 11-year-old nephew as we were in the city for New York Comic Con. Couldn't have been better. Love that the tour delved into the history of the comics and relevant film locations, which got my nephew engaged, but also gave a history of great New York landmarks, such as the Chrysler Building, Grand Central Terminal. So he was getting some educational stuff, too.
Interesting.
Blah, blah, blah. Friendly, accessible for adults and kids alike. There's places on this tour I would have never visited. Minor sticking point is that you don't finish where you started.
Whoa.
But other than that, was one of the highlights of my recent trip and would recommend to anybody.
Anybody.
So, yeah, it's pretty cool. Like, like I said, I don't have much information on it. I just was shocked that there was actually something like this, and I thought I was intrigued.
That's cool.
So, yeah.
Interesting.
Absolutely. What else we got here? Amazon. My mouth is not working. That, I had a thing here. No. Amazon's cloud computer is the world's 42nd fastest computer.
Is it? That's good.
That's really good.
Who's number one?
Let me see if it says that in the article. It says Amazon built a 17,024-core, 240 teraflop cluster.
What? Wait, you said...
Okay, so
you
let
said
me...
teraflop cluster, and yeah, that just kind of...
Teraflop. Gigabit? Teraflop. 1,000 gigabits is a terabyte. A teraflop is even more. Hang on.
You just cluster-flopped my brain.
Oh, wow, that was amazing. Okay, let me see here. 10 gig.
That's our title, Cluster Flop.
Absolutely. I'm writing it down right now. That'll help me get the show up. Cluster Flop. And where am I going to write it down? I got to
don't mispronounce
here.
It, or we'll have to. Anyway.
Oh, that's the launch pad. I guess that'll work. I got to text that right here.
That's okay. Huge, man.
Now,
how much were those cost?
Yeah, all right.
Can I play DC Universe on it?
You could store all of DC Universe and the actual DC Universe in it.
That's true.
Okay, so a teraflop is 10,000 gigabytes.
Okay.
So it's 240 teraflops.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't want to do the math, but that's a heck of a lot.
Keep talking. I'll do the math.
Your average computer has between 4 and 6 cores. This has 17,000 cores. I mean, you're talking old computers had one core.
That's 2.4 million gigabytes.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, I guess we could have done that in our head.
What?
Nothing.
Because it's 10.
Yeah, it's just 10,000.
Yeah, yeah. So.
Math.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
That is nuts, man.
So.
I love Amazon.
That's that. Let me go back. Apple W. Okay, so moving on.
Moving on.
Skype is coming out with a bunch of new stuff. They have this Skype to Facebook for video calls. So
boring.
Now people can Skype video if you do video.
I've never used Skype in my life.
You've never used Skype? We use it because Gina's nephew he was in Philadelphia. So
right.
As he was growing up, we were able to chat with him. So it was with a baby, not an adult. So it was kind of cool. Mm. But now every time you see him on the computer, he's like, I see you. So.
That's funny.
They also came out with PayPal also launched a Facebook app for sending money to friends.
I'm never doing that.
So you can actually send some money via PayPal through Facebook to send money.
I can't. Why can't you just send it through Facebook or through PayPal?
Well, because I guess you have to. I don't know. That's a good question. Why you couldn't just give them an email and stuff? And
you're just using the email.
Maybe it integrates now with Facebook where
one
it's
less
easy.
Step. I don't know.
I didn't really read it. I was in a hurry. So,
secrets.
So, yeah, PayPal, send money. This show is going awesome.
You don't know the
I randomly clicked.
I was there. You just randomly pushing buttons over there.
Yeah, I was trying to keep it from being quiet.
It's okay.
It's the app simple titled Send Money.
Send money on Facebook.
You have the choice to send either an e-card with the money or just money, no card.
So I'm going to accidentally send money instead of poking someone.
Yeah. While there's several ways to pay with PayPal via Facebook, this is the first app that enables peer-to-peer payments via Facebook and PayPal. And because it's a peer-to-peer traction, there is no transaction fee. through PayPal's regular limits. Oh, though PayPal's regular limits and international fees apply.
I can't do it.
Sending money person to person is free.
It's going to be the first thing hacked.
Facebook was hacked this last week by Anonymous.
I'm not doing it.
Also, 4chan's been DDoSed until, like, they've had a distributed denial of service.
I don't know what you just said to me. All I heard was 4chan and DDoSed.
Basically, the people that are the trolls of the internet, they're called 4chan. They're in a site called 4chan. Now, please don't go there. It's horrid. It's a very vile place to be.
4chan?
Yeah. Don't say it anymore because they might actually come for us.
Oh, jeez.
But, yeah, they're the people who, like, basically figured out the distributed denial of service back in the day.
4chan.
This is like Beetlejuice, man. You can't say it three times.
One more time. I'm spinning in the chair.
They've had a distributed denial of service. Basically, so many computers are sending packets at their server that it has taken the server down. Like, no real requests can come through. That's what a distributed denial of service attack is.
Why does people waste their time? I don't get it.
Yeah.
What's the point?
Just to troll people?
Whatever, 4chan.
We're shut off.
Yeah.
Anyways. okay, so iTunes Match came out. Did you sign up yet?
I forgot.
Yeah, I looked at it and I was like,
It's
like a soft launch.
Web conference for it, I missed it.
People are having good success with it, and some people are having bad success with it. And basically, if your file is too low of a quality, or if it's not in their library, it comes up with did not match type thing. $24.99 for a year, pretty cool to have all your CDs given to you in a high quality version, or maybe the music you downloaded. I hope you wouldn't do that, because that's bad.
Yeah, stealing from.
So, anyways, yeah, all your illegal music turned into legal music. But yeah, it's up and running. I haven't signed up myself. I'm watching to see what other people are saying. So, we'll see how it goes.
What's with the Google Music?
Google Music is where you can upload all your music to it, and basically you can listen to it anywhere you have a web browser.
So it's just music you listen to.
Yeah, basically you can store like 20,000 songs.
It's still
on
your
there.
Own music.
It's still your own music. But there's no iPod app for it yet.
But I'm confused. What's the difference? It's free?
All your music becomes cloud-based, but it's not upgrading your music for you. So, like, for instance, with iTunes, say you recorded something back in the day, back when size was an issue, so you would put your CD in.
Size is always an issue.
That's what she said. You put your CD in, you record it at like 96K because you're trying to fit it on an old iPod that only had like 20 gig or something.
Right.
Now when you actually check it with iTunes Match, it comes back with like a 240K quality version.
Okay.
So you're going to get the highest quality.
But Google doesn't do that?
Google doesn't do that. It's exactly what you've uploaded.
But you can't download music you haven't listened to? It's not yours?
You can't download it from Google Music back to your computer.
Can you listen to music that's not yours?
No.
And I guess I'm just confused by tweets I've read. Anyway.
Well, they give you certain things for free. Like, there's, like, certain albums that come out on Google Music that come out, like randomly.
Albums?
Not really.
Oh, okay.
If you saw Juan's tweet.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah,
I'm
says everything he's downloaded from Google Music he hasn't appreciated. So.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what he was saying.
Use a real label, people.
Yeah, right. So, Apple just purchased a patent from Xerox, or acquired it, or however they got it, that was a location patent. So all your apps on your iPhone and all your apps on your web, like Google that uses location-aware stuff, and Facebook, may be having to pay Apple a ton of money.
Really?
Yep. It's pretty scary. I mean, patents, I don't know. I'm not a big fan of patents. I mean, I understand you want to protect your stuff, but when it comes to something so vague that it's just odd to me, like, oh, hey, a device that will figure out where you're at. So the patent is a location information system, a receiver that receives location identification information from at least one site specific. This thing reads like crap. So
wait, aren't you reading?
With the language. Yeah, no, I'm saying, like, I'm I didn't understand it as I was reading it. So what the language means is that the patent could cover ads sent to a cell phone based on its location, all mobile phones using GPS to locate users, even use of QR codes that provide user information based on location. So I don't know what that means. I don't know why I'm reporting on it.
That's amazing.
So, all right, this I could talk about.
Let's do it.
Theaters still are using 35mm film. You know, you're watching a film, and you're like, oh, you see the burn-in, because, yeah. In by 2015, all theaters will have digital only.
Holy crap.
Yeah, the world-leading film manufacturer, all three of them, have stopped production on all film cameras. So they'll be doing...
Holy cow.
The extension of 35mm projection could come as soon as 2015. So you see that perfect picture now at every shot.
Interesting.
Of seeing the graininess of the film and the little cigarette burn in the upper right-hand corner. And
cigarette
all that
burn.
Yeah, that's what we used to call it.
That's sad.
Basically, that cigarette burn tells the person building the film, because when you get a film, it comes in cans, and like there's like six or seven reels for a film, and so the projection guy has to put it all together, has to tape all the films together
right
in order. So that's what that means.
I just watched I've seen it a bunch of times, the Captain EO in at Disney.
Oh yeah.
And they use the old film.
Yeah.
And that's so terrible. I mean,
yeah,
not the movie itself, because I love Captain
right
EO. But it's just the 3D is so old. That's like it's still blurry, but I so enjoy it, man. Captain EO was just so great. We go in there and watch it, and I can't watch it with the girls because they don't get it, and they won't wear 3D glasses ever. But it's so much fun. But watching that old film, just like, it makes it feel vintage still.
Absolutely,
I love it.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Didn't they update the film though? In the actual, mm-mm. Are you talking about outside or actually inside?
Actually, in the theater now.
Okay.
Have you done it?
Yeah, I've done it. It's just been a while.
No. Have you done it when it came back?
Yeah.
This year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty sure this year.
That's when it came back, like
yeah.
July.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been to it since then.
Okay, okay.
As I mean, it has to be within the past
year.
Because
it's been gone since like 89.
Then absolutely it was this year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just checking.
Okay, so we're getting all these reboots and all this crazy stuff. Woody Woodpecker is getting a CGI
it's
film.
The dumbest thing I ever heard.
They're getting a film. I don't know what it's going to be about. I mean, it's Woody Woodpecker, but whatever.
I don't even
want to give it any more time.
I can't even.
So that's news. Community.
Oh, no.
You talked to me. No, yeah, it was my buddy, and then you, and then all my other friends are like, oh, Community, you got to watch Community. I sat down, and I watched Community over like 3 weeks, and mm-hmm. I caught up. Maybe mm-hmm. it was less, because it's only a couple. Yeah, it had to be less, because How I Met Your Mother I'm caught up on now,
yeah.
And that took a lot more time. But Community, yeah, I started watching it, and it's pretty awesome, and it's a TV show about community college students that get together and basically form a group of a study group, mm-hmm. but... it's all the little hijinks that happen around that. But this season, they've been doing some really weird things. So NBC has shelved it temporarily.
Boo.
We hope it comes back.
Yeah, I know. Seriously. I'm so bummed.
Like two episodes ago, they did this episode where he says, I think it's kind of gone downhill a bit.
It hasn't. No, you're crazy, dude.
Yeah. So this two episodes ago, they did this one thing where they rolled a dice.
Oh,
and
such a good episode.
It created six different timelines based on that. So it was pretty amazing. But yeah, they're saying that randomness like that has maybe caused NBC to step back and go, I don't know.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Let's just put something like Whitney still on TV or whatever. So.
You know, I like it a lot. I really started enjoying that
show. That's like with me and Chuck, because like even though
I haven't caught up, so.
No, I'm not ruining
okay.
it. I'm just saying, even though Chuck's writing has gone slightly downhill and it's not amazing like it used to be, it's hard to not care about the show because I love the characters so much.
Right.
Like I love Zachary Levi. I love Chuck. I mean, I love like what they've built so far, so it's hard for not to appreciate this last season even though it's just so wonky.
Yeah.
But I mean, Mark Hamill was a villain in the first episode. That's just awesome.
Yeah, you told me that. I need to catch up to watch that.
Yeah, this is it. Only 13 episodes. They're already 4 in, so it's almost done.
Yeah, I'm at the beginning. No, I'm in the middle of last season, I think.
Yeah, you're not far.
I'm not far behind.
No.
Xbox Live is going cloud. They're coming out with a cloud-based saves and membership for your gold account.
What?
Yeah, so like basically all your saves, like your game saves,
so I can
will be saved to the cloud. So you can go to like you can come over to my house,
right, and just jump drive
and
it.
Jump in and like, oh hey, I'm gonna log in to Xbox Live on your.
Oh,
your
sorry,
thing.
We need to jump drive.
I don't know. Okay, hang on. It will allow you to take your complete Xbox Live profile with you instead of using Game Recovery. The new process will automatically transfer your games, game process, achievements, friends list, and Microsoft points. Balance to any console you log in from.
Oh my gosh!
So now
that
we can go
perfect.
To like Juan's house to play like
and
Rock
I won't
Band.
Give him all the achievements on my amazing guitar solos.
Exactly.
Oh so, man, that is perfect.
It makes me wonder though if you're getting all this random content. It doesn't say anything about. Does it say content instead of your game progress, achievements, friends list, and Microsoft points balance? Yeah. So we won't be able to take our songs with us that maybe we downloaded.
Uh-huh.
But we can take
that's
all
really
our other
cool,
progress
though.
And achievements. So, yeah, it's gold only, but it's if you don't have gold on Xbox, I mean, you're missing a lot. So
what else is there? Silver?
Silver. Silver is like, hey, I can download stuff from the marketplace, but that's all you can do.
Oh, that's right, because my friend's a silver, and
yeah.
We can't even party up.
Yep, you can't do anything.
That's one of the dumbest.
It's like, oh, well, we still want your money, so we'll give you an Alive account, but
whatever.
You don't get nothing. So, yeah, that's that. I'm really excited about that. Apple has pulled back on iPad 2 display orders as iPad 3 production begins.
Yay.
So it looks like the iPad 3 might be getting a Retina. Ow! I'm sorry.
What the heck did you just do?
I just pinched my finger so bad.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I don't know what was going on in there. All I know is I'm the best one.
That hurt.
Oh, my gosh.
All right,
that was
I'm sorry. Okay. I think I still have a finger.
Do you need a Band-Aid?
No, I'm not bleeding.
Your finger looks crooked, bro.
It is crooked.
What the heck?
I broke it.
Oh, geez.
No, that's how it is.
Oh.
Anyways.
Issues.
Okay, so, yeah, we might be getting a Retina display.
Good.
On this iPad 3.
That means I'll buy a number 3.
Yeah. I mean.
Are you still first gen?
I am still first gen.
Okay, good. Me too.
Yeah. Because, well, I mean, I bought it when the iPad 2 came out because I got such a great deal on it.
Yeah.
So maybe I'll buy an iPad 2 when the iPad 3 comes out.
No, you want that Retina, man. You're not going to upgrade without a Retina display.
I don't know, man. I got the fully loaded deal for $30 more than I would have got the base model iPad 2. I paid $530.
Just saying. If the Retina.
64 gig.
If you walked in.
With the AT&T.
And if they had the 2 sitting next to the 3 and you saw both screens in action, there's no way. You're not going to buy that Retina.
I don't know, man. I didn't do it for the dual processor.
But it's not that big a deal.
It is. I mean, it is.
It's not. It's not. Angry Birds play is the same.
It plays a little slower, but that's okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Whatever.
So.
I just can't wait for the Retina display for art standpoint.
Oh, yeah.
To actually sit
cool.
there with the processors and the Retina display to be able to fluidly draw like that.
Be that
oh,
minute.
Man.
Yeah. I mean, like. Because I got this new Mac, I've been looking at displays, and I was like, well, let me see what I can get, basically, a large format display. You know, right. I was like, oh, let me see what it's large format is. Apple makes a 27-inch, but the display resolution on the thing is, like, something by 1600, and I can't get that except through an Apple Cinema display, unless I go into, like, some of the, like, medical-grade monitors, and they're just as expensive as a cinema display.
Yeah, for sure.
I was like, wow.
And
okay,
what's nuts
so that's
is,
what the deal is
we had the last Sunday we played DC Universe at the shop,
right?
And we had my 21 or 20, what was it, 23?
I don't know what you
the
have.
The old
yet.
Cinema
yeah.
display, not the A-frame, but after the A-frame,
right?
Sitting next to a 50-inch, you know, the LED, whatever, amazingness.
Mm-hmm. Somebody brought in a 50-inch TV.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Wow.
Just to play DC Universe by himself on it.
Who? Which one?
Robert.
Robert. Oh, Vega. Rob. He's the
Jason Todd.
Okay, I know John Eric.
Yeah,
it's the other guy who is not his like,
not his friend
cohort.
Justin. Yeah, Justin's taller than
okay.
me.
Okay. Yeah.
Robert.
Robert's the other guy who's always hanging out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The other Robin. and my screen looked a billion times better than his TV.
Well, that's the thing is your resolution.
I know, it's nuts.
Is the same exact as his, but your so pixels compressed. Are so much smaller that everything looks that much better.
I love it. I was like sitting there like, even though no sound's coming out of mine, I'm still rather playing on that. Like the game looks amazing. Anyway, sorry about that.
So, no big deal. We got time to fill.
Not much, bro.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Juniper Networks has reported a skyrocketing rates of Android malware-infected devices.
Yeah.
Android. If you have an Android, I mean, you always say we don't talk about Android stuff. Here we are. We're talking about Android stuff.
Lock that down.
And the only thing I could say is take it off a network. No, yeah, it's the main reason for the malware epidemic on Android is because of different approaches that Apple and Google take to police their application
stores. If you're a normal, like it feels like you have to be doing something wrong, correct?
Well, Apple's, Android's open application store model, which lacks the code signing and application review process that Apple requires, makes it easy for attackers to distribute their malware. There's still no upfront review process in the official Android market that offers even a hint of a challenge to malware writers that their investment in coding malware will be for naught.
No, but I will have open source.
So the point is like when an Apple iOS app goes up, somebody actually looks at it and looks at the code and goes, okay, oh, this fart app can go up there. But when an Android writer writes a fart app, but then on the back end it's actually sending them all your information, nobody's reviewing that. So that's why.
Do we have a slow clap button over there?
Don't get technical with me.
Okay. No.
No, we don't have one of those.
Whatever.
Marvel has canceled Ghost Rider.
Yes.
They're not the film, but the actual...
Well, it's a shame.
The actual comic book.
That's good. Because it's not really Ghost Rider anymore.
See, I don't know the storyline.
It's a chick.
Is it really?
Yeah. I haven't picked it up in a couple of whiles.
By the way, I'm
for
caught...
Sure, it's
I'm
a chick.
I'm caught up on Green Lantern right now. Kind of. Well, no.
Wait, did you read the most of it?
No. I'm up to...
Have you started the New 52?
The End of the War.
Well, you're not caught up at all.
No, I'm not caught up. But
oh, my God.
But
you
the point
can't say
is,
stuff like that.
Is I'm just like the whole storyline with...
Wait, what
with,
do you want? Have you got the Blackest Night?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Sinestro just turned into a Green Lantern.
Okay. You're butt up, too.
Yeah, I'm butt up.
Okay, you're almost started 52.
I'm not the butt right now.
Have you... What? Are you on 52 yet?
No. I need to read those now. I have to read the follow-up couple issues there. And then I'm good to go.
Okay.
So and I'm
this last issue, number 3, was nuts, dude.
Was it?
Yeah.
Mm.
It's so far the best of this New 52 for the Green Lantern series.
Yes. And the other thing I'm reading right now that I caught up to the new issues. I haven't started
Spoiler.
The new
Comic
issues.
Spoilers.
Yeah, well, this is old stuff, so not Avenging, Ultimate Spider-Man stuff. When Peter Parker dies.
You finally read it?
Oh my gosh.
He goes out like a champ.
Dude, the issue after he died almost had me in tears.
Thank you. Oh my gosh.
I looked at
it's
and I'm
so
like,
good.
Like the way Aunt May was, I mean, the way it was written and the Aunt May stuff, I was like, I feel welling in my eyes.
Bro,
this
it's
is
so
crazy.
Good. Okay. The first four issues, it's four issues out right now of
right,
New Ultimate
yeah.
with the Miles Morales.
I haven't
Black
read them
Kid.
Yet.
Okay. It was kind of weird on how it was set when Peter died and how Miles is taking over.
Okay.
And so it actually goes back before Peter dies, and you're kind of following Miles getting his powers.
Right.
Four issues in, and then the fourth issue is when Peter dies.
Okay.
So then you see Miles' reaction to like, crap, I have the powers. Do I need to step up?
Right. Because the only thing I've seen from Miles right now is everybody going, that's in bad taste, man. That's in bad taste. Because
no
he's
way.
Rolling around as Spider-Man. That's what he said in the old issue, you know? People are yelling at him like, dude, Spider-Man's dead. What are you doing? That's horrible.
Oh, yeah,
why are you doing that?
On,
yeah, he threw on the costume.
No, he threw on a pajama set.
Yeah.
And went around right after Peter dies.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, he gets a swift roundhouse kick to the head by someone. Another superhero that was like, what do you think you're doing?
Right. Yeah.
So. Oh, man.
Yeah, it's amazing. I'm caught up on that. And that was like, dude, I read that second to last or that issue after Peter dies, and I'm like, wow, that was really good writing because it had me so grabbed.
Yeah, Bendis, man.
That I was just like, man. So
Bendis is the man.
Excuse Bendis.
Me?
Bendis?
Isn't it Brian Michael? Bendis?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe it is.
Oh, he's doing the new stuff. I don't know if he ended Peter.
Okay. Yeah, I don't remember.
Anyway, it's some
I thought it was Sarah. No, Sarah's the artist.
Sarah, yeah. Sarah okay, Pachenko. Yeah. Pachenko, Pacello.
Yeah.
French girl.
Yep.
She's knocking it out of the park, too. The art's phenomenal. The writing's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Ultimate Spidey is one of my favorite books right now.
And you said what art speaks to me? That's the kind of art that speaks to me.
Really?
Super clean lines and like
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah. Great
like that
colorist.
Kind of like anime, but not really. Big
yeah,
eyes
yeah, yeah.
And that kind of stuff. Yeah. That kind of thing. So,
But Ultimate's pretty much always been solid art.
Yeah.
All right. We
have
geeked
all
out
this,
real quick.
I have all this old news.
No. Go down to
These are old, but I'm gonna read them. I'm gonna read a couple of them anyways. The world population hit 7 billion.
Heyo.
Independence Day 2 and 3 is on the way.
Will Smith?
Doesn't say Will Smith, but I don't think they're at that point yet. I think they're in the writing.
You cannot have it. You cannot have it without Will Smith. Because the movie would suck without him.
Negotiations to get Will Smith back on board for these flicks, which would not be shot back to back and tell one massive story, have apparently been going on for a couple of years. And at this point, but Smith hasn't committed. So Fox has been.
What else is he doing?
Writing. What was that superhero movie you did?
I don't even remember.
Or not writing, but being in.
I don't even remember.
It wasn't all
that
great.
Don't make me remember.
Yeah. Gosh, I don't even remember what that was called. So, anyways, I thought that was pretty sick.
Next one.
I hope that goes. So. The Harry Potter DVDs,
mm-hmm.
We thought they were just going off the shelves.
Correct.
On December 20th something. They are, but only because they're making this mega expansive box set.
Whoa, wait, are you serious?
Yeah.
Blu-ray?
Yeah, they're saying like...
Yeah, last night I had the Blu-ray set in my hand at Target. I'm like, I'm going to wait.
Yeah, the big move, which will... okay, hang on. Here, it says... soon disappear from the shelves to make way for what would most likely be an all-new special edition with limited availability down the road. The big move, which would include the soon-to-be-released number 2 and the complete 8-film collection, is set to start December 29th.
Thank you. I almost paid the $80 for the 8-disc Blu-ray set last night.
Yeah, I think you should probably if you have all the other single DVDs.
I don't have any
of the single
DVDs. I was waiting for the nice set, a big collector's edition. Are you
lying
to me?
No, I mean this is what it says. I mean,
so but if something's coming out in December, then the eight disc isn't what it was supposed to be.
Yeah, I mean I think you're still gonna be able to get it for a while here, but I mean this. Yeah, wait, did you? Yours wasn't in a box, was it?
I didn't buy it.
Okay, hang on. Let me show you
this. It's just in a normal DVD.
No. This is what they're actually planning on doing.
Oh, no. That's not it. And that's what I've been wanting.
Yeah.
Oh, thank
that's
you.
That's going to be amazing.
I want that. Yeah, for sure. Sorry for the...
So it's like for you radio people, it's like a leather-bound box with like a book inside and like crazy stuff. That's what I'm waiting for.
Yes, that is...
Link it here. Oh, hang on. How do I link it there? Go to themarysue.com/harry-potter-dvds-disappearing. So anyways, that was only for Double who's in the chat room because I can't actually link it. Okay, so moving on.
The next one.
I know. So speaking of geek movies.
Yay!
The Hobbit.
Yes!
Is coming out.
Oh!
They're filming it now.
I'm so jonesing.
And the facility that the Hobbit, or the Lord of the Rings was filming in the Hobbiton was actually like, it was basically laid to rest, like, after the Lord of the Rings. Like, it was like, slowly deteriorating,
oh, yeah.
And, like, all the, basically the world was absorbing it back into itself. They have now said that they want to take Hobbiton and preserve it as a tourist attraction.
Yes. Oh my gosh, I'm going. You can book my flight now.
I can book your flight?
Yes.
Yeah.
Not
just,
by myself.
Just give me the money. I'm good to go.
I'm not joking. I will do this.
Yeah, I mean, I know you were saying that you really want to go to New Zealand. So
well, they've already talked. They already have the walking tour of, you know, where the filming locations are and et cetera, et cetera. But this is a whole new level of awesome.
Yeah.
Because the Star Wars aside, Lord of the Rings is my favorite.
Yeah.
It really is. I love the storytelling. It's so perfect to me.
I just wish they weren't so long.
No. I wish they were longer, bro.
Really?
There's so much left out from the book still. That's the thing.
I've not
so
read
much.
The books.
The extendeds do a really good job. There's just so much more. Yeah. I just love the movie so much. And I mean, I've been watching all the HD 10-minute video blogs that Peter Jackson been putting up.
Yeah.
And they're amazing. The last one they put up was on the 3D technology they're using, and they have like, you know, the 45 red cameras and like the they had to build their own mounts for these cameras because they couldn't get, like, they were talking about how filming it, it's got the two lenses for the 3D.
Right.
And they had to make it so that, because they all had handheld cameras.
Right.
So when they were walking, they needed the lenses to expand and get closer. And it was so nuts watching the... And one lens reflects off a mirror. And yeah, bro, it is crazy.
I got to take a look at that.
Yeah, it's just fan Peter Jackson. You can watch all his videos and the making of. Here's the best part. You're watching it and they're showing everybody just testing out the 3D. And they're looking at it. And they show a clip of Elijah Wood dressed as Frodo.
Right.
Looking at the 3Ds. I'm like, well, first of all, why is Elijah Wood in Frodo's costume for The Hobbit? Because he's not in The Hobbit.
Well, yeah, they're writing him in. You didn't know that?
No, they're not writing him in. They're writing like a whole like different storytelling of The Hobbit. So okay. Like what the rumor is it's going to be Sam, Frodo, Merry, and Pippin reading Bilbo's story.
Ah.
So they're going to read The Hobbit. So it's going to be them in the beginning and them in the end.
Gotcha.
Telling the story.
Oh, nice.
I'm so excited.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
So they're gonna frame in basically the
next
book.
Christmas, yeah. First one. There's two movies.
Yeah. Thanksgiving. I'm waiting for that.
What's
That's my next movie. The Muppets.
Oh, jeez. There it is.
Yay! There's a way I can title these. I need to
You're
do that.
Have to title
I need that. To. I need to create a paper for it. So, anyways, yeah, I'm excited about the Muppets. I'm a huge fan of the Muppets. I've said that before. So, that's the movie I'm waiting on.
No comment.
But moving on, the CDC prepared a zombie preparedness comic.
What?
They basically created a comic to say this is what you should do in
is
case
it called
of
the
a
Walking Dead.
Yeah, but it's the CDC, the Center for Disease Control. Like, the government-based company has come out with a comic based on zombies. And the comic is based on this is how you prepare in case of a zombie attack.
It's not a joke, is it?
It's not a joke at all.
That
I put it in your Dropbox. Did you not get it?
No.
It's for real. It's dead for real. I'll see if I can pull it up on here. I'll do it later. But yeah, it's I thought it was amazing that they actually are thinking that the potential of a zombie attack or a zombie apocalypse could actually happen. Maybe not an apocalypse, because they're saying in the comic they recover from it because they create a...
Of course, they create a vaccine.
A vaccine, right.
Yeah, the CDC creates a vaccine.
Oh, yeah, your grandma, although she's, you know, craves flesh and chasing after
just
you.
Just inject this in her.
But, you know, we're going to spray it or something like that. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. You know what I was thinking about the other day is... I'm pretty sure as a society, we're quite prepared on if a zombie apocalypse happens.
Oh, yeah.
Because we've seen every version of what could happen in a zombie apocalypse.
Okay. It's a slow-moving zombie. We're okay.
Yeah, exactly. And everybody knows you destroy the head.
Right, yeah.
So I'm pretty sure if apocalypse ever happened, we'd nip it in the bud pretty quick.
Yeah. Well, they were saying, basically the way they wrote it was like the disease. They didn't call them zombies. They said that it was a disease that caused people to be aggressive and not think clearly.
Huh. So like weed?
Does that make people aggressive? I thought I made a mile.
I don't know.
I don't smoke it.
Maybe either. Anyway.
What if the movies are all wrong, John says? Devil says.
Get out of here. Get out of here, you devil's advocate.
If the movies are all wrong, we're in trouble. Yeah, it'll probably be like Airborne where they'll sneeze and we'll be screwed. Oh, everybody will be zombies.
That was a movie too.
Was it?
Contagion or something.
Oh, wait. Outbreak?
Outbreak. What's the one with
the
monkeys?
That was
the
one with the monkeys. Yeah, Outbreak. Yeah.
We're ready, bro. We've seen the movies. Come at me.
So, we're supposed to be reading this book, Ender's Game.
No, we have. That's the thing.
I finished it.
We could have the conversation, the two of us. That's the thing.
We could have done the Ender's Game
We didn't
today?
Even think about it tonight, because Cody's not here.
Oh, boo. Okay. Well, two-thirds of us have read Ender's Game.
I've actually read the graphic novels, too.
Have you really?
They're amazing.
I need to
borrow
those.
The art's so good. Anyway, move on. Ender's Game.
Orson Scott Card, the writer of Ender's Game, he said he's confident in the film adaptation that's on the table right now.
Who's producing it?
I don't know if it says so far.
Okay.
Good. But, Yeah, I mean, the only way I could see personally this working would be if it was animated, because I know Orson Scott Card's, his idea on this is Ender is supposed to be really, really young.
Yeah, like
nine
or 10.
That's when he's older. He's supposed to be like 7 when he gets inducted.
Oh, okay.
So, like, to try to find a child actor that's 7 years old.
Choose Daniel Radcliffe.
That can actually pull off all this, like, what he's going through, it would be tough. And then, like, you'd have a lot of, like, inner monologue type stuff, because a lot of it was inner monologue as he was going along.
I don't know. I think they could find someone.
So, but yeah,
That's great.
Yeah, I'm excited. I would love to see.
I'm always for good sci-fi.
Okay, hang on. You may not be happy with this. Okay. Card went on to say in his email to the site that whoever plays Ender will most certainly be an unknown. We'll see what the producers and studio think of that. Star Trek writers and producers Alex Kurtzman and Roberto Orci are attached as producers on the movie, with Gavin Hood from SOTSI and X-Men Origins Wolverine.
Oh. So
he'll be directing.
Well, then we're probably going to look at an anime movie.
Ah. Yeah, huh. See, an anime would be, that's what I'm saying. Like, it has to be like that. Because an adult can voice a child of that.
Yeah,
and they always
have
girls doing that, so. Yeah, man, I'm excited. I mean, it was a really good book, and I can't wait to talk about it on the show.
Cody's not going to read it, bro.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Oh, well.
Whatever.
So, last thing. AMC might have accidentally confirmed that Dark Knight Rises prologue trailer we talked about in the last show that hasn't been posted yet.
Wait, it wasn't official when we talked about it?
No. AMC's can confirm that the footage will be shown in front of Ghost Protocol December 16th.
Which is going to be an awesome movie anyway.
However, the 6-minute Dark Knight Rises prologue feature will only be shown on the higher resolution 70mm IMAX screens.
That's fine.
Not the digital IMAX screens.
So we'll go to Point Orlando.
They have a 70mm IMAX screen?
What is it? It's the best of the best.
No, it has to be film. Like, they're not doing it
in
digital.
Oh, it's not digital?
Right. So you got to find...
IMAX is not digital?
I don't know. I mean, well, because you have 35mm film, which is what we've been using forever. 70mm film is twice that. It's huge.
Yeah, but I thought IMAX was digital.
IMAX isn't digital. It's the projector is capable of projecting this. Because, like, back in the day, you used to go out to Point Orlando.
I remember they
Not Point Orlando, Orlando Science Center. And, like, when you go in there with their huge, like, wraparound screen.
Yeah, the dome.
You saw, like, they had the platters out there with the 70mm film on it, which was, like, 3 inches high. It was crazy. Wait, okay. 70 millimeters? Yeah, that'd be 3 inches high.
I mean, maybe Port Orlando is.
I don't know.
Whatever, we'll hunt it down. There's plenty in Orlando.
So you will not have to pay extra for IMAX, but you have to make sure you can find a 70mm IMAX theater. So, yeah, we may or may not be able to see it.
I don't believe them.
6 minutes.
It's going to come out on every IMAX.
I'd like to think so, but
Why
we'll see
it
what happens.
On digital? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Maybe they don't want to get stolen? I don't know. Because it's like the first 6 minutes of the film.
Which is supposed to be some big stuff.
Really?
By the way.
Mm.
Like,
and the thing is like they're because it's like a joint studio type thing and they're trying to get people to go see 007, they're making their money.
Okay, so this is the rumor, and I don't know if it's true, but... You remember the end of The Dark Knight when he falls off the building? Gordon says, the kid says to Gordon, why is Batman running?
Mm-hmm.
Because we have to chase him because he's the Dark Knight, whatever.
Right.
And he rides off on the bat pod up the, the on ramp onto the highway.
Okay.
Kind of see it behind him. Apparently, that's where the movie starts.
Oh.
So literally, it picks up right there.
Interesting.
And he runs into like Bane and his like they're hijacking at that moment.
Hmm.
So like that's where the movie is picking up at. That's the rumor.
That's pretty cool.
And I'm
that's
like
the case.
That is nuts.
Yeah.
Ugh, can't wait.
Yeah, it's soon. What, Christmas, is that right? It was
next summer.
Oh, next summer. No, the film comes out next summer. When's the preview?
Oh yeah, December.
December, yeah.
In front of
So yeah, that's the news. Impossible.
That's some good news, man.
We got a title. It's awesome. Cluster flop.
Cluster flops.
So, all right. So, in closing, I guess.
Have we had any emails in the last 2 weeks?
Should I even bring it up? Any emails come through in the past 2 weeks? We have not checked.
We got some reviews on.
Have we? Let me go ahead and pull those up here.
We had 2 5-star reviews, I think.
Yeah, but have you seen any new ones recently?
No.
Oh, I thought maybe you knew there was some new ones here.
It means you have to put up a podcast for us to get some new stuff.
Yeah, you know, maybe. I mean, I think that's probably how it works.
I'm just saying, bro.
Because, so the Nerdiverse here.
Did Double have another question?
Double says, what if the movies are all wrong? Not the same one.
Oh, yeah. He hasn't said anything in a while.
Yeah. So, yeah, just the two 5-star reviews. But, hey, you listeners out there, why don't you go ahead and go on to iTunes, look us up, and leave us a 5-star review so we can read it on the show. And like I said, we haven't received any emails, so go ahead and email us. It's theshow@thenerdiverse.com. You can follow us on Twitter, although there's not much on there other than when we're going to be playing mm-hmm. and when the podcast actually gets put up there. It pops up there. It's @nerdiverseshow. You can call us and leave your voicemails. It's 407-900-NERD. And go on iTunes, leave us some 5-star reviews. You can follow me on Twitter. It's Chon_Lee. And you can follow Danny @Rogue_R0GUE. Okay. And I guess that's it. We are out of here.
Peace. Goodbye.